السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Welcome to another edition of Sahaba Profiles. We continue the discussion on Anas bin Malik رضي الله عنه. A quick recap of the last discussion. We spoke about how the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was so compassionate, so tolerant, so accommodating in the way he treated Anas bin Malik رضي الله عنه. Even though he was a young boy at that time, we spoke about the famous incident when the Nabi of Allah sent him to carry out an errand and he didn't do it, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam caught him playing with his friends, and how loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in that particular situation. And we even asked ourselves that, you know, how would we react in such a situation? And the one statement that Anas radiallahu anhu always used to make is to say that, you know what, by the oath of Allah, I served the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for approximately 10 years. But never did he rebuke me in a stern way. Never did he tell me, Anas, why didn't you do this when he told me to do something? Or he never did tell me, why did you do this when I was not supposed to do something? He always found an indirect way, a more compassionate way, a more loving way, a more, way that was softer for the youngster to take. And I explained at length in the last discussion that's how you win children over, and that's how you create love, and that's how you create loyalty within them. He used to lovingly call him Unais. He used to lovingly call him Ya Bunayya, oh my beloved son. Now, it was a family structure behind all of this as well that went into the development of Anas bin Malik radiallahu an. His mother Umm Sulaym and his father Abu Talha Ansari radiallahu an, they had a phenomenal relationship as husband and wife, and it was a phenomenal household. They had their priorities right, and they had the right values. There is a famous story that you may have heard about Umm Sulaym, that she gave birth to a son with Abu Talha, and that son got sick, and then Abu Talha went during the day to do his work, and when he came back, the son had passed away. But she didn't tell him immediately when he came home. She gave him meals. She fulfilled his desires. Then after them, you know, very gently she told him that, look, whatever Allah gives us, isn't it correct that Allah has the right to take it when Allah sees fit? And he said, yes. And once she told him that, then she broke the news to him. And he mentioned this entire experience to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Nabi of Allah said, because of her patience and because of her wisdom, that moment of intimacy that you shared that night, inshallah, Allah will give you another son. And when that son was born, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself called for the boy and made tahniq. So his parents were very close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would invite the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam frequently to their home. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu mentions that once he went to find Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he's found the Prophet of Allah sitting in the masjid with a few sahaba. And when then the Prophet saw him, immediately asked him, that did Abu Talha send you to call me? Did Abu Talha send you to call me? And Anas radiallahu anhu said, yes, indeed. And the Prophet said, I'm sure he's calling me because he wants me to partake of meals. And again, the Prophet Anas radiallahu anhu said, yes. And then the Prophet said, okay, I'm coming. And he told everybody that was with him that, come along. Now, you can only take everybody with you to somebody's house when that person has invited you alone, if there is a close relationship, if there is a relationship of understanding. In another incident, it is mentioned that Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, his mother, one day she sent her daughter. She was gathering butter, ghee, for quite some time in a container, and when it filled up, she sent it and she said, take this to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's house and give it to him, and they will utilize it to make food for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the daughter went, and she gave the container, and they took out the butter from the container, and she brought the container back home. But when she came home, then her mother was not there at that moment, so she left the container on its usual place. When the mother came back, she saw the container there. When she opened the container, she saw it was just so full with butter. So she rebuked her daughter, and she said, but didn't I tell you to go to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's home and to deliver this? And the daughter said, I did. And the mother said, but this is full of butter. And she said, but I promise you, I did. So she took her daughter to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to verify. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, indeed, indeed she did come. And then he said, oh Umm Sulaym, that you take care of the Nabi of Allah. Allah is taking care of you. There is barakah in that butter. Utilize it for your family and share it with others as well. So this is the kind of relationship that this family had with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And now the one incident that I want to discuss is very pertinent to how all of this benefited Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu. One day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to visit Umm Sulaym, and they presented the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with dates and butter, but he said, no, I am fasting. And then what he did, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam began to perform nafil salah in the corner of their home. Imagine how privileged they were. Imagine how fortunate they were that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually performed salah in their home. But look at the wisdom of this mother. Look at the wisdom of this mother. As soon as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam completed his salah and he was making dua, she said, "Ya Rasulullah, make a special dua for your attendant." And who was his attendant? Anas bin Malik, her son. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for Anas bin Malik radiyallahu an in the following way. And what a wonderful dua it was. And he said, "Allahumma rzuqhu malan wa waladan wa barik lah." That, "Oh Allah, grant him wealth and grant him children and bless him therein." "Oh Allah, grant him wealth and grant him children and bless him therein." Anas bin Malik radiyallahu an says that I had become the wealthiest person from the Ansar because of this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says, my daughter had to inform me that in my lifetime already from my offspring more than 120 had passed away. He had many, many children and many grandchildren. And he himself lived a very long life over the age of 100 years. In some books it is mentioned that when Anas bin Malik radiallahu an, together with his children and grandchildren, when they used to make the waf of the Kaaba, they used to fill up most of the mataf. That was the result of the barakah of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But look at his mother. From the word go, she set her son upon the path of good fortune. She put him in the assistance of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She made sure that she seized the moment. And she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to make dua for her son. And what a life he lived. What a life of honor. And what a life of dignity. And look at how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blessed him. Great lessons of parenthood. Great lessons of how to set our children up from a spiritual perspective. We focus quite a bit, and to some extent justifiably so, when it comes to setting up our children financially. And we can understand that it's necessary for us to live with dignity in this world, not to stretch our hands. Nobody wants to see their children stretching their hands, to others for financial assistance. But more important than that, much more important than that, is to ensure that you set up your children spiritually. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.